Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. In a few days, we're going to be celebrating 3 years of Pray Every Day. God has been so, so faithful. I'm really excited about that. All right, we are in Isaiah chapter 32 in the New Living Translation. It says this: "Look, a righteous king is coming, and honest princes will rule under him. Each one will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a parched land. Then everyone who has eyes will be able to see the truth, and everyone who has ears will be able to hear it. Even the hotheads will be full of sense and understanding. Those who stammer will speak out plainly. In that day, ungodly fools will not be heroes. Scoundrels will not be respected. For fools speak foolishness and make evil plans. They practice ungodliness and spread false teachings about the Lord. They deprive the hungry of food and give no water to the thirsty. The smooth tricks of scoundrels are evil. They plot crooked schemes. They lie to convict the poor, even when the cause of the poor is just. But generous people plan to do what is generous, and they stand firm in their generosity. Listen, you women who lie around in ease, listen to me, you who are so smug. In a short time, just a little more than a year, you careless ones will suddenly begin to care. For your fruit crops will fail, and the harvest will never take place. Tremble, you women of ease, throw off your complacency. Strip off your pretty clothes and put on burlap to show your grief. Beat your breasts in sorrow for your bountiful farms and your fruitful grapevines, for your land will be overgrown with thorns and briars. Your joyful homes and happy towns will be gone. The palace and the city will be deserted, and busy towns will be empty. Wild donkeys will frolic and flocks will graze in the empty forts and watchtowers until at last the Spirit is poured out on us from heaven. Then the wilderness will become a fertile field, and a fertile field will yield bountiful crops. Justice will rule in the wilderness and righteousness in the fertile land, and this righteousness will bring peace. Yes, it will bring quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in safety, quietly at home. They will be at rest. Even if the forest should be destroyed and the city torn down, the Lord will greatly bless his people. Wherever they plant seed, bountiful crops will spring up. Their cattle and donkeys will graze freely." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we're so grateful that there was a righteous king that came, and that was you, Jesus. And you were that honest prince who ruled over your people, maybe not in the way we expected. You did it by healing people and bringing the kingdom of God to earth. And you are that refuge in the storm. You are like a stream of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a parched land. Help us to revere you and turn to you, because you are all those things. And Lord, we have been storm-tossed over the past year. We have needed a refuge from the storm. We have needed a shelter from the wind. We have needed a shelter from the conspiracy of wagging tongues. Lord, I know that that's a verse, and I can't remember its address right now, but it's in there. And we have experienced so many people saying so many things that are hurtful, and we need that refuge. You are our hiding place, our place of deliverance, and I thank you for that. Lord, we want to see the truth. Would you open our eyes? We want to hear from you. Would you unstop our ears? Help us to have sense and understanding. Instead of just being quick to speak, we would be quick to listen. Instead of spouting off, we would be quiet and refrain from speaking until your Spirit says, speak. Lord, we want to speak out plainly, and we want to be led by the Spirit. Lord, we don't want to be foolish. Would you teach us to be wise in this crooked generation that we live in, Lord Jesus? Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with food. And so first I pray for those who don't have enough, and I pray for your provision. You are Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, if it's in our will, in our power to help someone in need like that, please show us and open our eyes to the needs in our communities and around the world. I also pray for those who are battling food with anorexia or bulimia or orthorexia, who are having a hard time having a healthy relationship with it. I pray for those who are trying to lose weight and are discouraged. I pray for those who struggle. They live in an area of the world where they don't have access to really great food. And so, Lord, I pray for all these things. And we thank you that you are the provider of all of our sustenance, and we feed on you. I remember Jesus often saying, I have food that nobody knows about. And so, Lord, would you fill us with that food today, but also keep us mindful of those who don't have. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you would like a free ebook about spiritual warfare, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail, and that's my gift to you.